One place where extensive political power is being exercised these days is Turkey, where the virus is being cleansed. That's how Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has described his policy to fire or arrest those suspected of supporting an attempted coup against him this past summer. Around 100,000 people have lost their jobs so far, and thousands more have been arrested. My BBC colleague Tim Ewell has been in Turkey, meeting some of those caught up in the campaign. Tim, who's the target of this cleansing and why is it taking place?
Well, the scale of these purges, absolutely huge. As you say, over 100,000 people, and we're talking about people in really every category, every profession. We're talking about teachers, police, military officers, judges, prosecutors, provincial governors, mayors, but then also completely random kind of professions, chefs, football referees, and so on. They're all said in some way to have supported the coup by belonging to terror organizations, in quotes. And in Turkey, that particularly means now supporters in some way of the Gulenist movement. That's the movement led by the Islamic preacher Fethullah Gulen, and he's been living in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania for many years now. He completely denies any role in this coup. Indeed, he's condemned it, but the Turkish government absolutely insists he was behind it. So most of the people are accused in some way, whether true or not, of links with it. And just to give you a sense of the scale of these purges, a computation has been done to compare it with what it would be proportionately if the same thing was happening in the United States. So, for example, 21,000 private school teachers, these are teachers who worked, in fact, for schools run by the Gulen movement, have been suspended. That's the equivalent of revoking the licenses of every third teacher in a private elementary or high school across the United States. Just to give you, one more example, the number of members of the judiciary in Turkey who've been suspended would be the equivalent of suspending every single state judge in the states of California, Texas, New York, and Georgia.
Wow, that's incredible. Is there any real evidence against these people who've been laid off, aside from the fact that they work in a Gulenist school?
Well, the government says in every case there is evidence, but
What have they shown?
Various different things. Some of them, well, all of them a little bit hard really to assess. For example, a particular year, 2010, when anybody who did very well in the standard state civil service entry exams, anybody who, for example, got a very high mark in that year is now suspected because it's known that in that year some members of the Gulen movement stole the exam questions so that members of their movement would do particularly well. So if you did well in that year, you're accused, and so on. So if you like, there's a whole kind of cascade of people who are said to be guilty.
It sounds like officials are reaching deep into a very obscure bag of evidence.
You know, obviously, in some cases, it may be true. There's no reason. We cannot say, in many cases, who is guilty and who isn't. But you have to say, any conspiracy that is going to produce a coup that will attempt to overthrow the state, and in many ways, that coup on the 15th of July did come quite close. It's very hard to see how a conspiracy like that, that has to be as tight as any conspiracy would have to be, can possibly have involved as many as 100,000 people.
What kind of resistance is the opposition putting up in this campaign? Can they resist without serious consequences?
Well, in general, it's very difficult. With the exception of a few places, the response is actually extremely muted, I'd say. And that's because the propaganda campaign of the government is so extensive. The idea that we are cleansing Turkey of a virus, therefore, in the official media or the government-supporting media, by definition, anybody who is accused is effectively a traitor. And also, I have to say, newspapers are being shut down all the time. You know, more than 100 media outlets, newspapers, radio stations, TV stations have now been shut down. So all that kind of thing does get harder.
My BBC colleague Tim Ewell, just back in London after a reporting assignment to Turkey. Thanks very much, Tim.
Thank you.